Here we are, man. This is a Friday. So I had a great... I had a fun voice session yesterday, and I will only say, and I won't tell you what the show was, but I worked with one particular voice actor who's very well known to you. If you follow voice actors, I don't think people actually do that. You know, how many people know actors, but they don't know voice actors. They know the voices. Even when I was a kid, and this is very weird because I knew what I wanted to do as a kid. I wanted to go into some form of entertainment. So I was a weird kid. I wasn't a normal consumer of television and radio and films. I had a particular interest in it, like a normal kid. I don't know, some kid out just playing and he wants to be a doctor or something. And, oh, yeah, here's the TV. That's what I would call a normal consumer of entertainment. And as close as I got to being a normal consumer of entertainment was watching cartoons, you know. But I don't think I actually knew who the voices were. I knew the characters. I knew Porky Pig. I knew Daffy Duck. I knew Fred Flintstone. But I can't tell you who the voices were. And when the Flintstones came on the air, some of you may remember this. The Flintstones originally came on the air as a primetime show, believe it or not. It was on ABC. It was a half-hour comedy. It was in primetime, I think, at 8:30 on Friday night or Thursday night, something like that. I think it was Thursday night. I remember my dad thought it was the funniest goddamn thing he'd ever seen. He watched it. My old man watched it religiously. And it did lift a lot from the Honeymooners. And I loved it. And I loved the voices, and I loved Fred, and I loved Wilma, and I loved everybody. But I couldn't tell you, I didn't really pay that much attention to who the voice actors were, see? And I would, that was something that you'd think I, even at that point in my life, would be aware of. It was only later, when I got into the professional ranks, that I learned it was Alan Reed. Mel Blanc was Barney Rubble for the first few seasons. I don't know who inherited that. B. Benaderet. Who went on to fame in Petticoat Junction. She's a very well-known actress, but she did, Bea Benaderet was the voice of Betty Rubble, I think. Yeah, Betty Rubble. And I don't know the other, I don't know who Wilma was. But anyway, this cat that I worked with today, funny as hell, was doing all these impressions while we were working. Some of them were amazingly, he did an Orson Welles that was amazingly dead on. It was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of people who I hadn't seen in a long time, and we're back to working in a studio at the microphone with other actors there, and there's no COVID protocol. There's no, although the producers are still staying at home. They're on Zoom now. I think the producers just like being on Zoom. It's, you know, they don't want to come in. They're on Zoom, so now they have these big TV screens in the studio, and you're looking at the cats that produce. Although I take that back, because one of our producers was there in the control room, and our obviously our engineer, but there were a couple of them that were online on Zoom. That's the only thing that's kind of been maintained from COVID, the goddamn Zoom. A blessing in this, you know, a curse and a blessing, Zoom. I like it. I don't like it. I like it because it's convenient to say, hey, we're having a meeting. It's going to be on Zoom. And like, oh, cool. But I don't like it because you're not in a real world anymore. You're not in the world you used to be. You're not working anymore. You're not working with people anymore. You're not working with people anymore. Being on a telephone line with somebody or Zoom line is not really working with them. You're working with an electronic transmission of them. I know what I just said, a lot of people don't understand, but it's something that I very much believe. You cannot have, I always tell Jackie this. I say, we don't really have a relationship right now. Well, what do you mean? We're on a phone. This is not a real relationship. Telephone relationships are not real relationships. You know, fucking, any more than Facebook friends are really friends. No, they're not. Unless you've had personal contact with the people you're talking to on Facebook. You've met them face to face. They're not friends. You don't know who they are. Okay? You haven't shared the same space with them. I know that probably offends some people. I don't want to offend you. I think about it. And I'm sure you will agree it makes sense. All right, now. So that was a lot of fun today. It was really great doing that. When I do the video, when you look at the video is another way of doing the pre-show. Video is just like a video pre-show, only it's a post-show. So if this is a pre-show, then the post-show is the video. And I know that the video has changed. I know the video at one time was a highly technically produced view of me doing the show. And we had just about enough of that. We used it for a long time for our chat, which we shit-canned. We may bring it back, by the way. Yeah, think I'm fucking around? No, we may bring it back. Sure, we bring the chat back. But if we bring the chat back, it's going to be a much... I think we'll make the chat open to more people than just... I don't know what we'll do. We'll do something, man. I don't know what. Okay. What are we doing, man? Here's what we're doing. Are we logged in? We're logged in. We're doing May of 2023. And what is the classic for today? Will be ye 2004? Am I right about that? 2005. May of 2005. Meantime, and in between time, today is the 17th, which brings us to the August. Well, we can't, look at this. Oh, no. I know what I did wrong. The Tom, I says, this Tom Dovko. I realize, no, this is 2024. No, this is 2023, what I want to look at right here, you know. All right, here we go. Jason J. Delmonico. This ought to be good. Jason J. Delmonico sings an original Bobby Dooley. Sings an original Bobby Dooley. This is The Highway to the Higher End of Hockey Talk with Jeff Dowder, Ted Bell, and Jack Armstrong. Okay, I can dig that. I'll go for that. Why fucking not, man? Huh? What did the pre-show sound like 1 year ago? Listen.
2, 3, 4. I don't know. I was thinking about a Larry Grover thing today. Sorry about being yesterday. I'm Larry.
Sorry about yesterday. I did actually yank
what?
My lower back out. And what I have to do is put it in a back brace, which you can buy at any store. You can buy it at any...
Wait a minute. This is last year?
Pharmacy. And it's a Velcro... It's a Velcro... literally a wrap around your waist.
This time last year, I had a bad back?
Supporting your hips. And I sprained my sacroiliac, which is that big... heart-shaped
sort of
in bone.
This time, May of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn this motherfucker up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Interesting.
Been noticing lately, though, that we've overmodulated a little bit, so maybe
So what about it?
So let's just talk at this level,
uh-huh.
And it'll be great.
Oh, fuck it. You're boring.
How are you?
I'm great, Phil. I'm just, waiting for you to get your shit together.
Okay, thank you very much, Larry.
That's Larry, okay. All right, well, anyway, I'll turn that off.
David Hall.
Phil, I think there's a lot of people who want to know what's going on with you.
What do you mean, what's going on? I had a little bit of a problem.
Okay. I don't know what that's about, but anyway, the show is Jason J. Delmonico sings an original. Highway to a High Rear End. I can't wait for that. And Hockey Talk with Jeff Dowder, Ted Bell, and Jack. Cool. I can dig that. I can go for some of that shit. Yes, sir. So I had for dinner tonight... I've lost 8 pounds now. Now I'm seriously losing weight. Why? Because I'm basically doing the Atkins. It's not anything I planned. It's just happening. I'm eating chicken breasts, and that's it. And breasts. Chicken breasts in the air fryer, man. This thing that Jackie got me like for Christmas, 2 Christmases ago. Ever used an air fryer? Fantastic. Fucking great. Honest to Christ. No grease, none of that shit. Just the air fryer, man. It's contained. It doesn't take anything to clean the goddamn thing. It's amazing. So that's what I'm eating. And even though I've tended toward the vegan life, what do you do for protein, man? I really would like to... the chicken breasts I eat are from, farm-raised, free-range, everything that I can find, vaccine and antibiotic-free and or whatever the hell they call it. I tried it, the animals are humanely raised and I suppose slaughtered, but I think the time has come very rapidly that I'm going to just go on to an all-vegan thing, and that means a source of protein other than meat. Even though my good friend Ralph Alvey, who's very much the hippy-dippy chiropractor, he's passed on, God rest your soul, Ralph, but when he was with us, Ralph was a Vietnam War protester at UCLA. I mean, he got arrested a bunch of times when he was at UCLA. Then he went on to get his degree and license in chiropractic and kinesiology and went into practice in Santa Monica, and he became my chiropractor. And the best I ever had, I used to have vertigo. I got it when I had a sprained neck, basically, in the 70s. Ralph showed me an exercise. No one could help me. Some people thought I had a brain tumor. I was like, would you fucking get real, man? This came as a result of me standing on my fucking head doing yoga. Ralph showed me an exercise to do. It got rid of it. You know, when I feel it come on, and sometimes it's still, you know, the neck goes out a little bit. I can do this exercise he gave me, and it goes away. The other thing that Ralph figured out for me was when I went to China, he put me on a low cholesterol, basically a fat-free diet. I'd never been on a diet before, but he got me off of this shit so that my heart and, you know, my everything was functioning properly before I got on this bicycle and rode across the goddamn country of China. So he had me on this great diet, and, you know, he just was a great guy, man. And he also helped with my back, gave me exercise with my back. Everything that was wrong with Phil Hendry that other chiropractors and other doctors couldn't figure out, Ralph Alvey did. So bless you, Ralph. Do I remember Ralph every day? You know, I do this Buddhist thing where I try to remember people that every single solitary person that was ever important to me that has passed on, I try to remember them all. And is Ralph in there? It's not a bad, there he is, Dr. Ralph Alvey. It's not a bad thing to do, to remember everybody that has gone on, man, that was really significant to you, that was important to you, that that you loved, that that helped you, that taught you, that, you know, really, you know, showed you the way and shit like that. We got to remember those people every fucking day of our lives. If it's a list, keep it someplace. Read it at least once a day. Hear all the people that got me to where I am. And I know what you're thinking, what some of you guys are thinking, because I used to think the same thing. People say, who are your heroes, Phil? I say, I got none. You must have a hero. No, I got no fucking heroes. I have no heroes. Because that was that word, that was the wrong word to use with me. I don't. What do you mean hero? What the fuck? I got no heroes. However, if you were to say to me, who are the people that helped move your life forward? Who are the people that taught you really good shit? Can you remember any of them? Yeah, I can remember a whole fucking bunch of them. Some of them I knew, some I never met. Like, I think about artists that impacted me and influenced me, you know, that I never knew, never met. Most of the people on this list that I have, though, were people that I knew. And they're all now gone. You know, they've passed on. They aren't just people that are in our lives. A lot of them are disc jockeys I listen to. Most of them are people that I know. I remember a lot of all of the animals that I had, all of my animals, all of the animals I loved. all the comics, all of my very, very close friends, people who passed on who were important to me, my father, my mother, even though they were not very good parents, they taught me in their own way. You know, they were important to me. I wish them well. All that good shit. Okay, we done? We're done down memory lane here? Here we go, bitch. Now, which one are we doing? Which one are we? Did I download it already? We haven't done it yet, so boom, let's download that motherfucker. Huh? Boom. Let's go. There it is. Okay.